So we'll just take a few minutes to continue our fellowship related to service. And as we saw last week, we have the consecration of the priests. And the whole matter of service is tied to God's tabernacle, or later to the temple. And the priests are not serving in isolation. There's a priesthood. And so we need to realize that all of our service is for God's house. It's for the building up of the church. And our service is not firstly to do things. I think this is a changing concept we need to have related to our service. We're not here mainly to get things done. We're not here mainly to do things. And it was two or three years back, we were covering a particular line of fellowship, and we came to the matter of the life ministering service, that our service should minister life. Amen. That what we do in our service should minister life firstly to those whom we're serving with. Amen. And then those who we're serving. Amen. And the issue of our service should be the building up of the church. Amen. So it's very easy to look around, and some of us are dutiful. We may realize, okay, we need more children's meetings teachers. We need to do more cleaning around the hall, the landscaping, this and that. We may realize there's a lot of things to do. Or because there's a lot of things to do, we may get asked, can you serve? But we need to realize that the source of our service is this flame, this dear divine flame that we were covering this week. And so our service should issue out of our contact with the Lord. Our service should not be based on our natural zeal. What we care about is the building up. And what we care about is that He would be the source. So when we have this matter of the service, actually, and I'm not going to give an overview of the message. We'll do that in the prophesying meeting. But there's many wonderful connections about service that tie in with this week in particular. So the basis of all of our priestly service is the fire from the altar of burnt offering. So the source is the fire. So then the key is, are we connected to the fire? Or how much are we connected to the fire? And we see in the picture that the fire came from heaven, and the fire descended and burnt at the burnt offering altar. And that fire was then brought into the holy place for the incense altar. So everything we offer to God, all of our prayer, all of our priestly service originates at the altar of burnt offering. Amen. Which means we need to come to God. And we need to handle Christ. Amen. And we need to enjoy this one. Right. And as we enjoy this one, then something begins to move in us. Something motivates us. Actually, as we saw in the outline and in the word, this fire is the impulse. I like that word. It's the impulse. It's the motivating factor. So we might be tired, but the Lord in us may energize us to serve Him. Amen. And we realize there's many areas of service. There's the priestly service, there's the Levitical service, and actually many, many, many people were needed to carry on all the activities of the tabernacle. You need to, if you haven't read, actually it's in the thousands. Actually it's in the tens of thousands, if you read, to take care. When they were on the move, it took many to move the tabernacle. So many were needed. But in the New Testament age, the source is this fire, which means we need to come to the Lord. We need to contact the Lord. Many years ago, Brother Willie was sharing with some of us that in our service, we have a capacity. All of us have a capacity to serve. Some have more, some have less. But the key is, are we serving according to our capacity, according to our God-given measure. Okay, so maybe our capacity is this much, and we only serve this much. It's less than our capacity. Inwardly, we're not satisfied, because the Lord's not satisfied. When we're serving according to our capacity, we're happy Christians. Okay, but if we serve beyond our capacity, or maybe way beyond our capacity, then we overfunction and we have the potential to be burnt out. So we need to be on guard. So the key is, Lord, where are you serving? What's your burden? What's your feeling in me? You know, some of us may have multiple services, and that's okay. But the key is, are we faithful to what the Lord's entrusted us with? Okay, then we have the matter of the flame. And dear saints, I don't know if you have a new appreciation. I have a new appreciation of the Lord, or of the Spirit, as this dear divine flame. So we might be fearful of God, who is a consuming fire. Okay? Now, we should only fear if we're not building with gold, silver, and precious stone. And I don't, at the end of the outline, it touches the three aspects of this flame. And one aspect toward the believers is negative, but that's only at the end of the age at the judgment seat if we haven't been faithful. But in this age, actually, do you realize that this flame is dear? It's in the ministry. There's a prayer in the ministry. Dear divine flame, come and burn. Come and refine. Come and purge, so that you could produce the golden lampstand. And I realize more, saints, actually, thank the Lord that He's a burning flame. How much impurity is in us? How many negative things need to be consumed? So in this age, it's a mercy that we can touch the Lord as a burning flame. Amen. That He could consume all the dross in us, all the wood, hay, and stubble could be consumed, so that what we would have is gold, silver, and precious stone. Amen. Saints, what a mercy. Amen. And the Lord has made it so accessible, because each morning, we can come to the altar of burnt offering. Amen. Or we can lay our hands on Him as our burnt offering, and we can enjoy the burning one. So I realize more and more, Lord, I need You. I need You as this one. And even it's in the outline, this is under Roman numeral 2, those who experience the fire from the altar build with gold, silver, and precious stone. Such a work is full of the element of God, has the power of the cross, and expresses God. Only the work that is produced through burning is of gold, silver, and precious stones. The work that's not produced through burning is of wood, grass, and stubble. Okay, then the day will come that our work will be tested. Here's another point. This is earlier in the outline. I love this a lot. This fire, saints, who does this fire burn on? What kind of person? Actually, we sang it this morning. What kind of person does this fire burn on? It burns on those who love God. Saints, I'll say this again. How about an amen? It burns on those who love God. Amen. Who here loves God?
Amen.
Okay, that's one qualification. To those who offer themselves to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To those who are willing to forsake everything for God.
Amen.
And who are willing to place themselves in His hands in order to be broken.
Amen.
Amen. This is the age of grace. The Lord wants to do this in us. And so in order for the fire to burn, we need to open to Him. We need to let the heavenly air in so He can burn fiercely night and day. And then our service is not a struggle, but it's just an issue of the burning one within us. So day by day, we don't let the fire go out. Morning by morning, we lay our hands on Him. Morning by morning, we experience this dear divine flame who motivates us, who energizes us to serve in the church. And then the issue, the result, is something for God's building.
Amen.
It's a service that has gold, silver, and precious stone.
Amen.
Saints, this is the service that's pleasing to God, and this is the service that's pleasing and satisfying to us.
Amen.
So may we, day by day, touch the Lord and enjoy the Lord as this dear divine flame that we could serve Him.